Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. They were coming down from the mountain. The disciples asked Jesus, "Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" He said in reply, "Elijah will indeed come and restore all things. But I tell you, Elijah has already come, but they did not recognize him and did to him whatever they pleased. So also will the Son of Man suffer at their hands." Then the disciples understood that he was speaking to them about John the Baptist. The Gospel of the Lord. Today the Church has us continue to focus on St. John the Baptist and his essential work, preparing us for the Lord, continuing that fulfillment of the type of Elijah that he was. Today Jesus describes that John foretold Jesus not just in the womb, not just by his preaching at the River Jordan, but most especially in the way that he would suffer. "They did to him whatever they pleased," Jesus said about the fulfillment of Elijah, John the Baptist, "and so also will the Son of Man suffer at their hand." There's a preparation in what happened to the precursor of what would happen to the afterrunner, the one that he announced. But there's an essential aspect of the work of St. John that often we don't ponder. And today we see it in Elijah with the help of Sirach. Throughout this reading, we hear the word fire. "In those days, like a fire, there appeared the prophet Elijah. His words were as a flaming furnace. He was taken aloft in a whirlwind of fire, in a chariot with fiery horses." John the Baptist's essential work was to prepare us to be dry wood for when Jesus would himself come. Jesus, who interpreted his own mission as setting the earth ablaze, "As I have come to light a fire on the earth, and how I am in anguish until it is ignited." John the Baptist was getting us ready with holy longing for what the Lord himself wanted to do, which was a mission ultimately of burning love. Sometimes, at least when I look at St. John the Baptist, the first thing that comes to mind are locusts and wild honey. It's not fire. But John the Baptist was someone with full of zeal for the Lord in such a way that that fire was an all-consuming love. What he was trying to do was more than just announce a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin and symbolize it in what he was doing in the waters of the Jordan. What John was essentially trying to do was to prepare people with love to go out and meet love coming into the world as fire. John himself had announced Jesus in this way. He said, "There is one coming after me who will baptize, not with water, but baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire." Our whole Christian life is this baptism by and in fire. It's meant to be an all-consuming love. A lot of the times, we can be a little afraid of this. Pope Benedict, back in 2006, gave a beautiful Pentecost homily in which he said, many of us are afraid of the fire. We're afraid of getting burned. said, but when we approach the Lord and his fire, it's a fire that transforms and purifies. And we're not lost in the process. We're not hurt. In fact, it's like the burning bush. When we approach the Lord, it inflames, but it doesn't consume. It actually makes us more and more who we are, taking away the dross. He continued in that beautiful homily, saying, the real fulfillment of the fire of the Lord Jesus is the cross, where we see his extraordinary passion of love that becomes an all-consuming oblation. And he wants to unite us as flame and flame in that holy offering of love to the Father for the salvation of the world. John was the one preparing us to become one with the living flame of love, who is the Lord Jesus. Sometimes we can look at John's mission as a cold engineering project, not as this essential mission of love, but John's fundamental characteristic in making straight paths and filling in valleys and leveling mountains was to help us to be able to meet Christ full of love. Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face and we shall be saved. John the Baptist turned us to the face of Christ who was coming. Behold the Lamb of God who comes to take away the sins of the world. In that whole mission that he announced was one of love for the love who would take away those sins. We're one day closer to Christmas. As we draw nearer, the church in her wisdom lights another flame tonight, because our flame of longing for the Lord is supposed to grow like this Advent wreath's flame continues to grow. May we, with our fire, help each other to catch the flame. Praise be Jesus Christ.